Listener Production. Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. The state opposition has called for youth justice law changes to be made public ahead of Parliament sitting so Queenslanders can have their say. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has today shot that idea down, but not before reaffirming that the reforms have been drafted with wide input.
We're talking to a lot of groups, and as I said, I'll have more to say coming into Parliament.
Queensland could see its first cyclone of 2023 this week. The Weather Bureau's Livio Regano says the system is currently making its way from the Solomon Islands.
Deepening into a tropical cyclone probably by Thursday, perhaps even Wednesday night.
Hazardous surf conditions could develop for the Golden Sunshine Coast as the system moves further south. Just briefly, a man accused of stealing property and cars across North Brisbane will front court today. His run came to an end last night with the help of the police chopper. And a Southport teacher is the USA Power Lotto's latest lucky winner, cashing in almost $1 million. The win could have been so much sweeter, though. He was just one number off $1 billion. League great Gordon Tallis has defended both Latrell Mitchell and Jack Whiten following the pair's scuffle in Canberra at the weekend.
Just two mates, probably one too many, started a push and shove and got in a wrestle.
On the Footy Talk podcast, the duo issued an apology over the incident, with both cleared to play in this weekend's All-Stars clash in New Zealand. And in AFL, the Brisbane Lions have kicked off a two-day community camp. The players will visit more than 60 schools before hosting a super clinic at their new home in Springfield Central.